So, whatever does that,
why does it smell in here?
I never thought about like that.
So I told Jesse Palmer that I have a bachelor podcast, and he asked if my girlfriend told me to do it, and I was just like, literally, I dabble in The Bachelor. I dabble in podcasting.
We do a little dabbling in both.
I'm a dabbler. This is Jamie the Dabbler.
And that's Vic.
That?
What? You don't refer to yourself in third person?
I refer myself in like the eighth person because I like to be as disconnected from myself as I can.
That's the only way I can like sleep at night.
This is like a dabbling. I mean, like a literally a dabbling podcast. All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the same wavelength today. What was this episode about? Oh, yeah.
It was about
women.
Women telling.
Telling. All
most,
of us.
Most of it.
Most. Not all, but just most. That was, I guess before we go into the details, you, yet again, I have to point out, are not as refined or as experienced in bachelor history as I am. So
stop bragging.
Comparing to, let's say, Charity season, the only other season.
Yeah, this is the first Bachelor I've watched.
The first Bachelor. Well, Gary,
excluding Golden. Yeah,
you have been treated to the Golden Bachelor and then Charity season, both of which had. Wait, did Gary's season even have, like, a women tell-all?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it did. That is right.
It did.
It did. Comparing this one to that one and Charity's, this one does stand out as a very, like,
dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah. I was going to say chaotic, but chaotic I would say well. Yeah. Similar thing.
Definitely both.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'm not excited for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't super looking forward to it because most of it is recap. And if you've already seen them all,
that is
if you're a dabbler issue. Such as ourselves,
yeah, if you dabble,
like you already know.
Yeah, that is my biggest issue with it is that it is very recap heavy. And we are watching it. A day is 2 days, I guess, later.
Mm-hmm.
The ABC likes to play some switch ups on with us. We didn't realize that it was going to be showing not at the exact same time frame on Monday.
Yeah, that's wild.
Which I just cannot allow. Yeah, they didn't run it by us first, so we had to cover it a little bit later.
We never got the email.
But so that did allow us the treat of fast forwarding.
Oh yeah.
We only did it through we only did it through the entire episode.
Yeah, just the full on recap session.
Yeah, the recap moments, which would be like, yeah, minutes worth of the episode.
Precious, yeah.
Yeah. It's like when we would fast forward, yeah. There was a certain point where we really didn't feel like we had been watching that long, and I like just clicked on the thing and we had halfway through the episode already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went by
a little,
by way smoother.
Yeah, it made it easier to digest. But yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I was not looking forward to the recap, but I was intrigued as far as there was some like drama, mainly just like one big dramatic story arc between like Maria and Sydney, primarily with some like side
quests.
Yeah. Yes, side arcs of like Leia and Jess and stuff when it comes to the drama. But it was a big enough, I don't know, piece of drama where it was chaotic enough. I go back to again that I was curious to see like what Sydney has to say. Not that I don't know. I was a little bit underwhelmed or like I felt let down. Ultimately.
By what exactly?
Like, I don't know. I always either hope for like a double down, like they just like double down on what they said throughout the season, and it just like it just pisses people off more still continuously. Or you hope for, I guess, the healthier thing is like in this case where it is kind of like someone was being pretty like it's a good word, I guess, it's toxic. I don't like saying toxic, but you that they like, I don't know, sort of recognize what they were doing, like, or how they came across on the show, and kind
make
of
amends.
Yeah, and make amends, sort of like redeem themselves. And I don't know, I feel like it was kind of like neither.
Yeah,
it was kind of like a mix of both.
It was really like you thought it went one way, then they like tried to do the other way.
But. Yeah, she kind of like was trying to defend what she said at first, but then ultimately she did apologize, and so it kind of just felt like, I don't know.
Yeah, like what happened? Did we come closer or further apart?
Yeah, I don't know how to read it. But yeah, I was looking forward to it more because there was a lot of drama about that. And like, I look back to like, I don't know, I don't remember any drama from like Charity season or whatever.
Yeah.
And like Gary's season, it was all just the whole Zip It
yeah,
stuff.
The captain yeah, thing.
Which is still funny because it still carries over. But yeah, I don't know. I was happy. It was a chaotic. There was a lot of arguing, but it didn't really, I don't know. It didn't really, I guess it did set to rest all of the trauma, and it makes it seem like everyone is on good terms now, which,
yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I kind of like it when they're not on good. I like.
It's more real.
Yeah. I like just, I like to.
Sometimes you just don't agree.
Sometimes you just like to watch the world burn and not people get along.
Yeah. Because do you think like they actually get along? Probably, I can't imagine. I mean, this is more.
I don't think they're going to have like a relationship. I would be surprised if they start like posting to social media of them like hanging out.
Yeah,
know?
Definitely not.
They'll probably, I'm sure all of them have posted like photos of them all together at the like the women tell all. But like, I would be very surprised if we start seeing like Maria and Sydney and Jess and Leigh and all of them like hanging out, you know.
Yeah. The reason I'm thinking that is most likely they're going to be on the Paradise if they do that.
Yeah. Which it was weird too, because it's funny you say that, because there was multiple moments, like take like Lexi and Jen, for example, two of them who got like the like hot seat interview moments with Jesse Palmer, and each of them ended, he was like, what can we see next with you or from you? And they both were like, yeah, I'm like hopeful for love. I want to find my person and stuff. And that's typically when he would say like, we're going to, well, like we look forward to seeing you in Paradise, like whatever.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if, I still haven't heard or read anything about Paradise.
Wow.
It makes me wonder if they're going to do it or not this year.
Yeah, I could see both. I could see him cutting it for like the Golden Bachelor instead.
Yeah.
Bachelorette.
Yeah, I definitely see that. That is already confirmed. There's still, I guess, casting for that. I mean, yeah, I guess as far as time frame goes, they're still going to do the Bachelorette next, then probably the Golden Bachelorette. And then I think they're going to do the Golden Bachelor again. I don't know.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
But yeah, I don't know. I would be surprised if they canceled like Bachelor in Paradise altogether, but I guess I wouldn't
maybe
be
just
surprised. Yeah, like either delayed it or even took a year off.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, delayed it indefinitely. We're taking a permanent hiatus.
They're going to do Golden Bachelors in Paradise.
I genuinely would be more interested. I think if they have
like
a time
more.
Slot for it, do that instead this year.
Yeah, try something new. Try something better.
That would be cool. What do we... I guess we've already referenced it, but the viewing parties, I guess, is the first thing that we got to see.
Yeah. Some sororities.
Yeah, that was what it was, right? The first one they went to was like a sorority. Kind of funny. What do you think the main demographic of this show is? Because obviously it is more like women seem to be the primary audience, but...
And a few like guys who dabble.
Yeah, and a few guys who dabble. But just in my experience of like girls that I've talked to, or women, I don't know. I shouldn't have even said that. I just made it like weird. But like, I don't know. My friends, like they don't watch it. Let me specify, my friends who are women don't watch it. And they're like around my age. And I'm like, so you don't, I'm the only one who dabbles. But yeah, no, they got a sorority who it seemed like.
They were all into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. Because it was like a coworker, and she was a girl who did say she watched it.
Okay.
But she, no one else, I think she asked people if they watched it, no one else said anything.
See, yeah, it's funny because...
And at the time, I didn't watch it, so I was like, what? Why would I wouldn't be caught dead watching that show.
This is definitely a guilty pleasure for me, although I'm no longer guilty about it. It is, I guess, just pleasure for me. I used to be like, yeah, it's, you know, something you don't like to admit. You watch like, you know, trash, like dating reality TV. But when I talk about it now, and I do like talk about it with.
If you don't watch it, I don't talk to you.
Yeah, I don't. I will stop talking to you. No, but they talk about like they watch like Love is Blind and like some of the other ones like Love Island. Mostly yeah, Love really is Blind is the,
that's really popular.
The top dog right now. All right. We know what to cover next. But yeah, no, like I'll ask about The Bachelor. Milf Island. Yeah, that's, yeah. I want to be on that one.
Yeah, no, the thing is, it's your mother. So.
Oh, okay, wait. All right, time out. Time out.
That's the twist.
Time out. I take it back.
It's too late. We already signed.
I've already submitted my application. I also just didn't know that Vic submitted my mom's application.
Oh, I did them both. You didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just surprised that, yeah, like I talk to my girlfriends. And they watch like Love is Blind. That's definitely the one that was shared the most amongst the ones I talked about. And I would ask them about The Bachelor, and they're like, oh yeah, I don't really watch that anymore. I'm like,
they're missing out.
All right, we can no longer be friends. What is your name again? I forgot. I cannot speak to you. Zip it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear it anymore. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think those like viewing parties, first of all, yeah, they know that they have to know that they're coming.
Yeah, definitely. Because they have it all like
set up,
the decorations. Everyone's wearing the shirts.
Do you think that's an awkward thing? I mean, more for like Joey and stuff. Like, do you think that is like weird to like go to?
Probably.
Yeah.
I imagine meeting that many people all at once.
I mean, that many people at once who like are all like obsessed with you and the show and also don't really know you.
Yeah, exactly.
And a sorority where it's like...
And he just married, potentially.
Yeah, he's potentially, fresh off of an engagement or broken up. So maybe he took home one of those sorority girls or one of the guys who dabbled.
Yeah.
Who knows, but...
Then that would have been good for him.
First thing I got when they brought the women out, though, is that Maria definitely got the loudest pop. And they showed, like, all of the signs that people had.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the people love her.
Yeah, they were out for her. They were supporting her.
Now, question is, again, did those people come with those signs or did ABC provide them? Like, are they trying to push an agenda? There's been a lot of online support and demand for Maria to be the next Bachelorette. They did not make any sort of announcement, but it did feel like that this episode, though, with how much they allowed her to speak, how much, like, Jesse asked her a lot of questions.
She got a ton of screen time on all the things they showed.
And it really did. I feel like they were also trying to give her somewhat of a, not redemption, but like a, she didn't, they wanted to make it so that she's not like, to appear like she's not bitter or holding grudges against anyone. Yeah. Like, I feel like that is why they sort of wanted, you know, she made up with Sydney. And again, whether or not that was like her, what something she wanted to do, or like something they said, like, it would look good if you did this, you know,
type of thing. If you want to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah, I mean, because they didn't really do that for anyone else. Like, they, the only other ones that got like the one-on-one interviews was Lexi, which was very short.
Mm-hmm. And just about her own stuff. It wasn't about drama or anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, she just brought up about how she received a lot of support from like...
the watchers, yeah.
Yeah, the viewers, people who are going or experience similar condition that she's going through.
Mm-hmm, which is good. That's a positive thing.
I mean... I get this show is very good about like spreading, I think,
awareness
and creating talking points, I think, for a lot of things. Yeah,
bringing to light a lot of issues.
So I do applaud them for that. But then the other one was Jen, who then similarly talked about how she, her whole thing was with her family and like, she doesn't really, her dad is no longer in her life, but like her mom, she even said it was kind of like a weird thing because traditionally, like
the culture is
their culture, like the daughter lives with the parents until she gets married. And I'm pretty sure Jen is going to like college and like pursuing like.
Yeah, medical.
Something, in the medical field. But the like when she returned, it seems like she's. It's brought her closer to her mom, and she's got. I think she basically said she admires her mom and everything that she's done for her and her siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And good note. And then she received a lot of responses and messages. People going through again similar things with their parents and both of them got the questions of like what comes. What's coming? What comes next for you? What are you going to do next? And Paradise was not brought up, but it's like, I don't know. I don't really see like either of them really as being the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine. Rachel.
Well, definitely not Lexi.
Probably not Lexi. Probably not Jen. I actually think Lexi, I don't know, could be interesting just because like anyone who goes into her season knowing that it's her, it's kind of has to like
be prepared.
Be prepared like
in advance.
And there's gonna be people. There would definitely be guys who wouldn't.
Yeah,
and it would be like, no. And they would either lie or she would have a very like quick season of just like nailing down people.
Yeah, that'd be kind of wild.
But yeah, then like we find out. What the whole letter from Kelsey, we need to talk, that was about.
It was real serious.
And basically she's just like, yeah, I miss you.
I just want to talk to you one last time.
I just want to like let you know that like I miss you and I like hope that I get to meet your family. And he's like.
He's like drained at this point.
Bro, he's like.
He's pressed.
You're lucky I don't send you home right now.
Don't ever pull this again.
If you pull this again, yeah. He did seem angry, honestly. Yeah. Like he
definitely was stressed. Like,
yet again, I have to stress, I don't want like to choose someone who doesn't choose me back. And like I realized like reading that letter, which was like four words.
Yeah, we need to
talk. We need to talk. Basically made me feel like brought me to that dark place of questioning whether or not I'm going to be picked. I'm gonna end up with someone who likes me back. I don't want to risk that. And it was sort of like a weird warning thing of like basically saying that's what she just did to him.
Yeah, which is pretty wild.
And yeah, he was like, he said like, yeah, that just like shut me down. Now I'm not going to just like bounce back from that immediately. So like
yeah, he needs his space now.
And then immediately Kelsey's like, yeah, I kind of wish I didn't do that now.
Yeah. And maybe it just have waited for the next day.
Yeah, luckily I think she was fine. Ultimately, she did get a rose along with Daisy. And I still think she's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think it'll impact.
I still think that she's going to be the pick. I'm sticking with that.
Yeah, I think Daisy will be too.
But then, Rachel, we get to talk to her. She talked about how emotional it was to watch that back, but it's not all just sad. She's happy to see how much love there was between them.
Mm-hmm. And how they grew their relationship.
And she is proud that she feels like she did overcome her fear of like opening up.
And that's one of her main like criticisms of herself.
Yeah.
For not doing earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. She was worried, you know, when she got sent home, she was like, if I had done it sooner, would it have made any difference? And I don't think it would.
Probably not.
Yeah,
no. Probably.
I really doubt that it would. And like when they brought Joey out, it seems like there's on good terms. They didn't really have any. She didn't really even have any questions as to like, you know, like why, like, why'd you send me home? Was there anything I did? Like, because he basically just said, like, when I realized that, like,
I just didn't get to the same place.
I was not in the same place as you. I didn't want to bring you any further. But yeah, I mean, didn't really say. It seems like they have gotten their closure.
Mm-hmm.
Not much was said. The other big thing, which was surprising to me, was, and this was a big topic throughout the episode, Rachel apparently received a ton of hate after like her hometown episode.
Yeah, wow.
Of, which like, is pretty racist comments. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that is really insane. Bad. Like, my biggest thing that I've said about, like, Rachel this whole time is, like, we hadn't seen a whole lot about her. Yeah, so, like, what are people getting mad
about? I know, yeah.
That is insane.
That is crazy.
And it is very sad. Yeah, she said a lot of it was, like, racist.
Yeah, towards her culture bullshit. And her people.
Go fuck yourself.
It's crazy. Yeah. No, that's disgusting.
It is just sad, you know, like, the people that can watch this show and... I don't know.
Get too much into it.
Yeah, get
it's
too much
into it. It's also just the internet itself.
Yeah, I like how she said, yeah, these fucking keyboard warriors. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that is what they are.
But yeah, like then Jesse asked, like, who else here has, like, received, like, any hateful messages? And it was, like, all of the women.
Pretty much every single
one. Even, like, the golden women. I was don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Don't you horrible.
If you go after Susan... or Sandra, or Leslie, or Kathy.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No, you disgust me.
Yeah, I mean, that's sad, but not too surprising.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I agree.
But to that extent, that's like, that's insane.
Yeah. Racist bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you... like criticize like Leia or something for the way she acted. It's that's like, one thing, but then like taking it to personal like, attack.
Yeah, it's like I hope you fucking die or something. Know, it's like
what? The
what
hell?
Is wrong with I know. You? What is wrong with you? Yeah, I mean, dude, if I was in like I don't know that position, I would just be like, how can you like call like. If I was Joey, honestly, I would be like, I don't want you to be like a fan of me if you can like...
Yeah, exactly. Please stop watching.
Yeah. You're not a fan if you're going to do that type of shit too. Let's see. What else? Like, I guess what were the big points that Jesse talked about? I need to go back to my notes.
Where are we at now?
Probably back to the beginning. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first thing Jesse asked the women was, who here would have thrown away the letter Leia had? And like half of them said they would too.
Yeah, which, they lied.
Yeah.
Half of them lied. The other half told the truth.
Dude, I would not feel comfortable keeping it. I did think it was funny though. Like some of the women still went after Leia though, saying like, the fact that you said you did it for us was bullshit though. And like you started crying that like you were just putting on a performance. And I was like,
I feel like that's a little strong.
Yeah. And I'm like,
calm down on that.
You may be right. You may have been trying to get like sympathy or support, but it's like,
she did like throw away an advantage.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, she still did it. That is still, I think, the right thing to do.
And yeah. If you want to lose
that, like, yeah, that is true, if you want to lose. But yeah, I mean, they were saying that she should have done it without saying anything, and it's like,
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, just be happy she did it. She didn't steal your fucking date. How about that?
That is what you should be happy about.
Do you think they will pull something like that again? ABC, I mean. Do you think that this will, like, that little shake-up attempt as far as, like, the stealing...
Oh, they better do it next time.
Do you think they will have something like that again, whether it's the same thing or...
I think they should.
I think they should, too, because...
But I think it should be better than that.
I think... Yeah, I'm...
Maybe less, like, evil and more just, like, you get a leg up. Like, you get bonus Joey time or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, you get to screw someone over.
Well, I like the screwing someone over.
But I do...
I want it.
I do want that to happen. I do want it. But I'm just... afraid that they're just going to, like, throw it away every time.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't do it.
Like, they gave it to Leia, like, when she was beloved by America.
Right.
You know, like, before she even got on the show. Too. Yeah, before she even got on the show. So, that like, you know, people at that point still liked her. And she probably knew that. And so she probably knew... Yeah, there's no fucking way I can keep this and still be liked by everyone.
I guess everyone did know about it too.
Yeah. And so, like,
you could not say
wait it. Till like a few weeks in, you find someone who's like, hey, this person would probably steal a date. And like, let's give it to them.
Okay, I like that. That is good.
Yeah, do it with someone who like would
do it.
Yeah. Fuck around and stir shit up. But yeah, otherwise, like, yeah, I'm also down for like any other ideas that they have. I did like a little bit of a switch up, obviously this time it didn't lead to anything, but
right. But it was cool that they at least tried to do something.
And then
you can duel anybody for a day.
Yeah. If you can
joust them.
Yeah, a jousting match, and whoever wins gets extra time. That would be cool. I would watch that. Let's see. There was the whole, they recapped like the whole stuff with Medina and Leia first. Like, Leia was mad at Medina that she wasn't upset at Maria when Sydney got sent home. And I was like, all right, there's too many names involved in this.
Yeah, that's too many.
And it was kind of weird that there was people, like, I think it was Autumn tried to defend Leia for that. And I was like,
who are you?
This is not.
I don't even remember you ever being involved in anything.
Yeah. She held the sausage up, though, so that was cool.
She should have thrown it or something.
Yeah, she should have thrown it.
Looked at like Maria and then like took a big bite.
I don't know what that says.
It would scare me.
It would scare me too. Yeah, and she Leia kind of, again, apologized, but she was like, again, not really. She didn't fully apologize.
Yeah, it was a half apology.
It was a half apology to Medina, but she was like, still kind of said the same thing where she was like, yeah, I was just upset that the whole thing kind of revolved around you and you'd never, you know, it was about you and you never said anything. And Medina was like, yeah, I didn't want to be in the middle of that though. I didn't want like people to be arguing for me or over me.
Yeah, which is very fair.
Cause yeah, she was like, when I talked to like Maria, she was upset that someone said that like she was bullying me. And then Sydney didn't want me to say that it was her. And so like, it was this whole, like two people like just going at each other through me. And I was like, I don't want to be in the middle of this. And I do not blame you.
Yeah. That
I think she did it right.
Yeah. I do think that was the correct decision.
Yeah.
Seems like hell.
And then who said, shut the flip up? We finally find out.
Plot twist.
It was Jesse. Oh man, he would be fired. It was not Maria. She did not say it. But apparently at some point, Lauren did.
Lauren, the sister.
One of the sisters. And
it was pretty classic. They do have the same color and style hair. So
yeah, I mean, I guess, I think I've said that. Like, yeah, Maria looks like she could be the third sister.
Yeah, definitely. Sister.
But yeah, then there was a lot more arguing.
Then the whole Jess thing as well.
Leia started like crying. She said she felt like she was being gaslit, which I don't know what she means by that. Like, I got to be honest with you. I don't fully know if I know what the definition of gaslighting is, because every time someone says they've been gaslit or that they were gaslighting, it always seems to be a different explanation. And I'm like, is that what that means?
Whenever someone does something you don't like,
they were gaslighting.
You were gaslit.
Yeah. Which I do not think that's supposed to be.
It is now.
It is now. Yeah, that was a big thing, though. And I think in that moment, Leia lost like all support she had in that moment.
Especially from the crowd.
Even from the crowd, they were like, oh. And then they had to go to commercial break and Leia started like crying and walked off, which I did feel for her.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be like, but it was like a. Yeah, that last part was not the right move.
Mm-hmm.
You lost, I think, basically any support you had in that one moment.
Yeah.
And then they come back and Jess is comforting her. She goes back on Maria, even goes and like gives her a hug. I didn't mean for this.
Yeah, go that far.
And then I like how one of the producers like, all right, and we're going to be back in 5. I'm like, fuck you. You're already back. Don't do that to her.
I know. You've already been filming this whole time.
You've already been filming her like crying. All right,
everyone smile. 5, 4.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It was another thing like this whole Maria definitely did like dominate all of the.
Everything.
Everything.
Drama.
Anytime that like it was drama that involved her, whether it's between her and Sydney, her and Leia, her and Jess, she definitely like got to say the most.
Yeah.
And then.
Especially with the support of the crowd.
Yeah. And everyone supported her. But then, she had a small little moment where she goes and hugs Leia, which is like, oh, she wants to be the Bachelorette. I can tell.
Yeah.
It's definitely
that would make sense.
A big brain move.
That is smart. That is very smart.
I mean, no one really supported Sydney. Like, no one really had Sydney's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pretty against her.
Autumn tried to defend Leia to like Medina, but then like, yeah, when it became like between Sydney, it was like Edwina even chimed in. She was like, I've sat like quiet the entire time, like throughout all of that, watching everything. And I know, no, you just didn't like Maria. Don't pretend like it was something else. You just didn't like her.
Yeah. Even Edwina was like telling who was the troublemaker.
Yeah. And, oh man, I thought the funny thing though, between like Maria and Jess though, was like the whole, Jess was kind of just saying that it was weird because yeah, they both seemed like they wanted to be cool, but they were still arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
they're so
Jess was trying to say like, she felt like she would get shut down a lot by Maria and like that she would tell her to shut up. And Maria was like, I never told you to shut up. Hold on. You can't say this. I never told you to shut up. And like a minute later, she was like, yeah, I never told you to shut up. I said, zip it. And I was like, it's not okay. The same thing. I'm like, All right, Kathy. It is right, a little Kathy. Bit of the same thing.
She's trying to she thinks it's like a cheat code. You say, I said, zip it though.
Yeah, it's zip it, not shut up.
That's allowed on the show.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, stuff it.
Stuff it, zip it,
lock it,
pop it. There we go. Yeah, then it was Lexi got her like sit down. Well, yeah, she basically did say like, yeah, I don't regret leaving. We were not on the same timeline. I appreciated him being honest, and he was very sweet like about his response to my condition and how he would want to be there for me, because no one's ever done that.
Yeah, that was really nice of Joey.
Classic Joey move.
Good Joey. Good job, Joey.
Let's see. Yeah, and then Jen, same thing. She talked about her mom, and now she also said that just like her family dynamic, and I'm guessing probably it's a cultural thing as well, like they don't really talk feelings all that much, but since the show she's like had a conversation with her brother about their dad. Her cousins have reached out to her, and it's like, all right, so this is what you're telling me. I just need to go on a reality TV show and it'll bring me closer to all the people and my family. No, I think it is probably nice, the though. Easiest. You just need to suffer a massive heartbreak
to really know what you have.
Yeah.
To appreciate the things you got.
Yeah. And to open up to bring you closer to your family.
You just have to meet Joey.
Maria, sit down. She said she was sad. She did not. She did not appear as sad.
Yeah, what did she say she was sad about?
That things didn't work out with Joey. I don't know. Joey? It was funny though. She was the only one that did not seem to get
super too emotional.
Which I don't know. That's kind of. I feel like that's just kind of on brand with Maria though.
Yeah. She's pretty quick emotionally. But maybe she's also preparing for The Bachelorette.
That too. She's like, I can't be too broken up about Joey. I need to be ready for the like 30 guys I'm going to date. Her and Sydney hug it out. She did say also, she was like, I'm not a fan of any of the hate that Sydney has been getting, or Leia, or Jess, that like, despite their differences, again, I can like imagine they're probably like getting some pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah, especially how it was shown.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't like, I don't necessarily agree or support with the way Sydney went about things, or.
Okay, I'm texting her. What should I say?
Yeah, hate. It's just, it is sad that people like.
Yeah, have to. They go get
like
that.
Personally offended to the point where it's like, I want to like verbally assault or abuse this person.
It really is crazy.
What else do we really have? I mean, okay, yeah, then it we got to see what happened with the letter and the rose ceremony. Rachel getting sent home. Rachel did seem pretty upset. I was questioning whether or not Rachel would be more sad or angry about, like, getting sent home. As far as, like, in the moment. And because she didn't seem like, angry. She wasn't angry. I don't know. I felt like she hasn't been a super, like, I haven't gotten that vibe from her that, I don't know, she gets, I don't know. I don't know why, but I was expecting her to be more, like, frustrated.
Mm. Yeah, she has a more mature, like, response. And is able to, like, talk to Joey afterwards, where we get people who can't and just, like, leave without actually having a conversation.
Well, yeah. I could just be thinking back to, like, I still think it's funny, like, when the hometown's rose ceremony, when Maria went to go tell, and she comes back, and Maria and Rachel was like, what was that all about? What was that all about? What do you mean you don't know? I was like, that was very funny, but I don't know. Yeah. I was almost thinking that Rachel was going to be more frustrated about, like, you know, she just opened up and now she
getting sent home
when that was such a difficulty for her. But yeah, no, she's just sad. She's just crying. And it made me actually, like, realize, like, yeah, no, I think she actually really liked him, which is sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't always, like, buy that, like, people, like, I don't know. I don't want to say people, like, are acting more upset than they are or acting more sad than they are. Mm-hmm. I definitely believe that, like, Rachel was, like, actually truly upset and sad because...
Yeah, I mean, they're not actors either. Like, if they tried to overdo it, I'm sure.
No. And that's why I think I can see. I feel like sometimes, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. I felt like I saw that, like, when she got sent home. And even though, again, we both predicted it.
Yeah.
It was definitely difficult to see for her. It was, like,
wasn't an easy one.
Like, even though Joey never said, I love you, or I'm pulling whatever back. It's like, oh, yeah, no, I think she actually did really like him, love him, maybe. And it's,
yeah, especially after the hometown where he really fit in with the culture.
Yeah, the family. Yeah, that was a big moment, yeah. Have we gotten everything?
Oh, I did, but did you?
Susan is very proud of Rachel for how she went about things with Joey. Followed her advice.
That is good. She's got the Susan nomination.
Joey apparently, like, everyone, all the women just had good things to say about Joey. Even Sydney said that he reached out to her as the show was airing to make sure that she was okay when she was probably getting all of the, like, hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on Joey. Good on Joey for that.
Good on Joey for watching his own show, too.
Kelsey T also mentioned that she's now has spoken to her dad and he's been a bit more he's more present in her life now.
They actively call each other.
Jesse completely outplayed Joey.
He got Joey good.
He got Joey so good. He beat his ass in tennis. And Joey was saying all of these things about Jesse, about how he's a better tennis player, bachelor, in every way.
Oh.
Yeah, that was edited.
I believe it, Joey.
I think all the ending stuff was like the bloopers. They were doing impressions of each other. The women were
doing a little stand-up.
Yeah, they did some stand-up. The bloopers always do seem to involve someone getting freaked out by bugs flying around.
A classic
move. Classic. And then burping seems. I swear they've done burping in the bloopers before. All right, let one rip. Okay. Oh wow, you can do it on command.
Yeah, I just had that one loaded.
You
for the whole just in case.
I'll give you a point, but I think you probably just lost a lot of points from any listeners.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I charge for that service.
I think that's pretty much it. This I enjoyed this episode. It was fun to follow. It was. I don't know. It's hard to get frustrated still, like with the drama. Like, even if it were to go fully unresolved, I don't really think I would be frustrated. I'm just like so removed from all this stuff. Like, the main, you know, drama about like with Sydney and stuff. It's like, I've not been out of shape about that anymore. It's like,
especially if they don't win.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Imagine Sydney won. That would be kind of funny. Good. Next week, final episode, the finale. Will Joey end up with someone, or will he be? Will he face his biggest fear of not being chosen by who?
Okay,
he
calm down, Jesse.
I think I'm introducing the new host of the Bachelor, Jamie Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen. The final rose.
Yeah. Boys and girls. The only question I have is, I know that the finale typically is 3 hours. And since there is only one more episode, I don't think there's... Yeah, I mean, I assume it's probably going to be 3 hours. Mm. So buckle in.
Oh.
Unless you want to...
He thinks I'm watching 3 hours.
Crash and get thrown through the windshield.
All right, I'll allow it. I'll try to do it.
I'll handle it. It will be handled.
I'll get an extra monster energy drink for it.
An extra...
A Jaeger bomb.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll fall asleep, like...
Immediately.
Not, like, physically. Physically, I will be about, but, like, mentally, my brain will be like not functioning. Final predictions as far as who you think wins and the fashion in which they win. Like, there's, do you think Joey is going to end up alone? Let's say that first. I do not.
No. I don't see that at all.
So who do you think he's going to pick, and what do you think this twist ending is going to be?
The twist is that there is no twist.
Hmm.
And then the person. It's probably Kelsey, but I'm going to say Daisy.
Okay. So one of us is actually going to be right. Because I am choosing Kelsey.
Yeah, I knew you'd choose. But yeah, I said Daisy last week. So I'm going to stick with
it. Okay. Even though, guys, I respect it at least.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're wrong.
Even though I'm wrong. I'm seeing it more and more.
So you don't think there will be that much, like, really any twist as far as...
But, like, what could the twist in the past
be? I don't know. Like, it has to happen at the altar. Is it the altar, I guess?
Where yeah, I guess so.
Because that's where he starts crying and stuff. Maybe it could just be, like, one of them doesn't show up, I think.
Mm.
But has that happened before? Because this, it supposedly hasn't happened before.
Whoa. And it has or has?
Well, like that, like whatever happens in the finale has supposedly not happened before. So
well, don't they say that every time?
Well, they always say it's the most dramatic. Yeah, that is true. I don't know if they say it's never been done before.
Yeah, they can't lie about that. There's never been a Joey.
It has to just be like, one of them doesn't show up, or one of them, like, breaks up with him, or. But see, that would be tough though, because like, first of all, it would kind of suck. Like, if you're the one that he ends up proposing to, but you find out mainly that like the other one like
just left.
Didn't show up or something, or said like, no, I'm not really feeling it too, so I'm only going to leave you with one option. It would make it more difficult to feel chosen, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That would be pretty wild, though.
If it is something to that extent where, like, yeah, like one of them doesn't show up or something, first of all, again, yeah, I feel bad for the who he chooses, only slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it is like Daisy doesn't show up, I would have to think, like, I don't know. I think he's going to choose Kelsey anyways, but that would still, like...
You would always wonder.
Yeah, it would... Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What if? What if?
Yeah, that's all I got. If it's anything other than that, it's either going to be super crazy or it's going to be, like, kind of very underwhelming. But those are the, like, two most obvious things I can think of is someone doesn't show up or someone, like... breaks up with
him. Yeah, beforehand.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
A letter. About, we need to talk. Yeah. Daisy hands him a letter as she gets up on the altar and then just walks away. And it says, see you both.
Later, nerd.
Later, nerd.
Oh, no. You can't break up with me. I break up with you.
Yeah, I did it first. It was mutual. No, it wasn't. Dude, every time someone says that, I think back to, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie or if anyone who listening to this has seen this, but have you ever seen the movie Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah.
Based off of like the like
comic.
Manga.
The manga.
Yeah, like when he's telling the like one girl... the new one he's dating about the...
Michael Cera says.
Yeah, well, Michael Cera's like telling his new girlfriend about his ex-girlfriend who he like like broke his heart. He said, like, she asked about the breakup and he's like, it was mutual. And the like narrator just like pauses the screen and is like, it wasn't. It was.
It was not.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, that's what most likely. Every time I think back to someone saying, like, it was mutual, I'm just like, in my head, it's like, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Narrator voice. It was not mutual.
It was not mutual. That's all I got.
Okay. Then that's all I got as well. All
right. All right, perfect. You want to let the people know as far as where they can discover our cast that we pod on?
All right, if you're a dabbler, then you can find us on Spotify.
On Google Podcasts.
On Apple Podcasts.
On Podbean.
On Pandora.
On iHeart
Radio.
Pod, yeah, I Radio. iHeart
Radios.
iHeart Pod Radios. CastBox.
YouTube. One word.
Leica, literally one word on YouTube. Everything else... it's three words, like literally three words.
Three words, three spaces, YouTube. Three words, zero spaces. Except for the one between, like, in our head.
Yeah. Instead of all the air inside our heads.
Besides that space, it's the only one
that space you should do. Inside your skull where, like, our brains are supposed to be. It's just filled with picture of Jesse Palmer. This has been Jamie.
It's been Vic.
This has been like
literally. Yeah. Oh
God.